I think Soul Pants, mate.
Hello there. Codpig present.
I like to rub it on my... I like to rub it on my...
Hello, I'm Mike Disney. I'm going to do a cartoon now.
Actually, that's on cheese. That's on cheese. Actually, I don't like that.
Recording again. I don't know where from, but let's go with it.
All right, so we're back on track. Oh my god, I don't know how many times it's going to take to do this episode, but we're going to do it because
damn right,
because we're dedicated to the cause. They were a great band,
and we've set aside the beer to do this tonight as well. So it's another reason.
The beard's to do list. I haven't been on their Facebook page for a while. What is their to do list?
Is that what it came through like? Because I said. We've set aside some beers to do this.
Oh, sorry. No, I thought you were going through the beard's to-do list. Not shave, first thing.
Sing about not shaving, number two.
Yeah.
Not shave, number three.
Try and work out the hilarious title for album number five. Yeah, I think that's that covered.
Do you think they'll actually go for a beardless one day? Where that will be the, you know, the...
The chin album.
Yeah.
Don't fear the chin. Don't fear the fresh chin.
Oh, that would be good. That would be so good if they did that.
Oh well, you know, when the hipster backlash comes in, like hard, you know, not the initial. There's been a really lazy hipster backlash going on for a while, which has got washed away, and everybody's gone full hipster. When the real one comes in, and everybody starts. Shit, what is going to be next? What's going to be next, Dave? Goths? Just blonde goths everywhere?
Yeah, blonde goths. Why not?
Yeah, blonde goths at beaches.
Yep.
Oh, excellent.
That is so nice.
Oh, the Danish goth scene. I'm really looking forward to that.
Hang on. That's because you look like the father of the Danish goth scene. Fuck's sake.
Oh, give me a bit of lippy. I'll be right there. well, that was nearly a segue. I caught myself. I've started riding my bike to work again. And caught myself. There's some stuff going on in the GC going on at the moment. The whole place is turned upside down, ready for some crazy racing going on through the town. I wouldn't exactly call it Monte Carlo. The Indy is a bit more like if the Sunday Sport was doing Sunday Sport was doing the Formula One at Monte Carlo. That's probably the best way to describe. Yeah.
Would you describe it as more
Indy 500 at the Gold Coast?
Would you think of it as more Ricardo Montalban than Monte Carlo?
You might.
Oh. Ah. I was just trying to be fucking smart ass and clever.
Yeah, well, you went way over my head. Was that some kind of sports reference?
No, Ricardo Montalban.
Are you bringing? Yeah, no, who? What,
you might know him better as the boss from such vaunted old American programs as, what was it, The Island, which was, the planes, boss, the planes. And the little midget used to say that to the planes, boss. That boss was Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, you mean Baron Greenback?
No, he was Khan in Star Trek.
Si, Baroni. No, so the little guy's the crow, is that? Yeah. You know they're redoing Danger Mouse, don't you?
No way.
New Danger Mouse is, well, it's probably on by now. I saw.
Well, then obviously.
Whilst researching Danger Mouse, as I do regularly.
Obviously, but all they need for Baron Greenback is that fucking cravat wearing cunt off a fucking master wank.
Oh, you'd hope they'd go for something as obvious, but no, it's probably going to be Rodney instead of Dell this time.
No, they'll get Johnny Depp to do it.
You reckon?
No, but I just love the thought of Johnny Depp doing really stupid stuff now. I mean,
Danger Mouse scissor hands.
No, just Johnny Depp as Danger Mouse.
Danger. Snickety snick, snoy, snoy. I'm not sure about it myself.
No, well, no, I just said, you know, I mean, if Johnny Depp's going to do silly stuff like Kimasabe.
Look, that was weird and racist. If he got fully on board and went behind and made a full feature film with Danger Mouse, yeah, I am fully behind him there.
Were you just, that, about, were you that just is about to say full, you would wet is, yourself if, because just because of a full major picture motion?
No, but that is fully avant-garde. That is way off on the real tangent that he should be investing his time in.
Hang on, you've just called Danger Mouse avant-garde. Now, avant-garde.
I'm calling a full Hollywood feature film of Danger Mouse.
See, avant-garde.
Featuring Johnny Depp.
Avant-garde to me makes me think of the French with berets, gauloises, whatever they're fucking called. And,
yeah.
And stripy shirts.
Well, how often did Baron Greenberg find himself racing through the streets of Paris?
Well, how often did you hear Danger Mouse say, Sacre bleu? Not once.
Many times, maintenant, où est le bagage? Dans les petits vehicles. Okay, put your eyebrows down, please. Happened all the time. Happened all the time. Danger mousse. Danger mousse. Danger mousse.
Où est les oignons? Les sticky stuff.
Ooh, hello, Baron Greenberg. Zibaroni. Right, stop the recording. Send this straight to the ABC now. Send this to Kids TV. We're on.
See, I don't think so.
Yeah? I didn't say what we're on for. We're probably on for several legal cases, and I'd probably be separated from my
No, no. What we're coming back round to again is to doing, like, films that should be set in other countries or towns like Porthcawl, somewhere in Nigeria. Somewhere in London. Yeah. So, or, you know, like doing.
Sorry, are you
like,
on your own there?
Like doing
are
Star
you,
Trek.
Are you on your own there, or has Paul Foot just walked in?
No, we just did. You know, so we did like Star Trek in Porthcawl.
Just okay, abandoned in London town.
I did actually get called. Somebody has told me before that I look. You know, he did these adverts over here.
No,
one of the mobile phone networks.
Oh, well, he did Virgin ones in the UK, and he looked like Robin Hood.
Right.
That's when he had the reverse mullet, I think, at that time.
Yeah, that's the ones I've seen, the Robin Hood. Mm. And they had them over here as well for a while.
Okay, makes sense.
And someone said, you look just like him.
That is one of the most sincere compliments you'll ever get, I'd say.
Oh, thanks very much. I was doing all right because I've always thought of myself looking more like Marky Smith. I kind of, you know, he's got about 10, 11 years on me. But no, I kind of go.
I would say Marky Mark for you, to be honest.
Marky Mark?
Yeah, Marky Mark, yeah. You
and the what? And the Danger Mouse Bunch?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. See Dave Roney.
Doesn't work, mate.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm not fat enough. I don't wear a fucking cravat or a beret. Although, I don't mind being a French.
All of these are stylistic nuances, which I think you could adapt to quite easily if it really was called for.
I'm not so sure, mate. It sounds a bit like difficult work.
Putting on a cravat and that. Yeah.
Do you know what I need? I keep talking into my microphone thinking I'm talking to you. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, you do say it a bit differently. Oh, this is going to be glorious, this episode. I really hope you're looking forward to it, folks. Or actually, no, you listen to it. So you're probably looking forward to it ending.
No. They're going to love it.
They are going to love it. Of course they're going to love it. However much they have to suffer to listen to it, they're going to love it. Talking about things that are hard work. Oh, just wedge that in there.
Yep.
I did find a company you might like to work for this week. I don't know if you heard about this lot on the news.
Go on. Is it the news of the world? Fucking hell.
No. I don't want to send you back to your old job. It's a company that is providing a controversial service.
Yep, go on. Controversial.
The intravenous hangover service.
See, that makes sense. That actually makes sense. But the problem is...
Oh no! It does. It's happening. It's the company exists. They will come to your house upon request, provide you with an intravenous drip with oxygen, vitamins, and whatever else to make you feel better before your day's work after having too many beers.
But they can't, because what they can't replace, one of the things is they can't replace.
I think you'll find, Dave, that amongst the from the very bottom of the medical faculty, that it's pretty well known that you can go and put yourself on a drip and recover quite remarkably. And that's something that's being offered to the general public. I think it's a wonderful thing, don't you?
What are the things that you deplete yourself when you're, say, taking ecstasy or MDMA?
Well, hang on. Nobody mentioned illegal drugs.
But that's just one of the things. You know.
You're going off on the kind of tangent that says, oh, no, that's never going to work. You've had your leg chopped off.
Answer me the question anyway. What does MDMA and ecstasy deplete in the body when you take it?
That lovely, lovely juicy stuff in your head that makes you feel nice. Sarah Buff?
Sarah the Nun? No.
No, it's she spends a lot of time toning herself. Sarah Keep Fit.
That was fucking dreadful. So anyway, alcohol does have the same kind of effect.
Well, it does, yes. Oh, no, it's not going to help you in the long term.
Not to
term.
The extent, but I mean...
It's definitely not going to help you in the long term. But as far as providing an unnecessary service to a crowd of undeserving people, I think it's a fine business.
If somebody can inject serotonin into me, my God, I'd be happy every day. You see what I did there?
Eh? Well, it's only because I'm not in the room with you that I can't.
Oh, I meant it in a literary sense, dear boy.
I didn't. In a very physical sense is where I meant it. I'm really sorry about this, people. The wind's kind of been taken away from our sails a little bit. It's been a long and arduous event, this podcast. It started on Monday, as far as I'm concerned.
Says Tom fucking Jones there.
Hello? Tom's not here.
I think I want to dance now.
I think we've
done rather well.
It's happening.
Well, no, what we should tell the folk, first attempt at recording didn't go too well. Got about 10 minutes in, recorded, I wasn't recording. Woody was. We'll get those 10 minutes back.
If you're lucky, there's going to be a secret section.
I think we'll get those 10 minutes back. You send them to me, I'll record them back, and in a really bad way.
I'll attach them to the end of this episode, and the listeners can record their own response.
Or you can request.
We'll see
your own responses.
We'll see if you can get a recording in before one of the listeners. How's that? There's the challenge.
Yeah, all right. I'm on for that.
Okay, done.
I know that Ned works a lot, and he's got a small child.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's it. So, yeah, best co-podcaster at the end of it wins the podcast T-shirt. which will be hilariously invalid until the end of summer, because there's no way anybody can put that
T-shirt on. Seriously,
mate?
Look, what will happen? What really will happen is, right, that we're going to hang on the podcast T-shirt. That's not going fucking anywhere. You get a pair of my soil pants.
Oh no, that's going to the first podcast festival that we can get to.
I think soil pants, mate.
Soil pants?
Yeah, soil pants.
Soil pants.
Yours or mine?
Yeah, so I know. He was an actor on what?
And you take the piss?
That's what he used to get that a lot.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Ah, so what's been going on then, co-pod brother?
I've been smoking a load of dope.
Oh, nice.
Just this week, because I did actually have a job to start this week. But
has there been some, you should be up on this, has there been mention of legality on the Australian front this week? Somebody did mention it to me.
What legality?
The possibility of marijuana being legalised for medicinal purposes in Australia in the next year.
I'd be surprised if it happened in the next year.
I'd be surprised too, but that's what I was told. I was surprised when they told me.
Well, there's a small burgeoning moral case for it because of the obvious benefits people with certain diseases of marijuana. But then you've got to factor into that the Maori religious crowd that you have in Australia. So,
yeah, if we can't get marriage through,
God no, drugs, gay marriage, no, gay marriage, and they're all on drugs, no way.
Oh, actually, my mate Turney, I reckon he's going to bang that through, no problem. You know, he doesn't need a gay sister to ignore that situation.
Ah.
All right. I'm political Dave. All right. Come on, mate, Malcolm. Old Dave Turbo. I reckon he'll bang it through, no problem.
Oh, no. I mean, Turbo's actually, he's always been in favour of gay marriage. Always has.
I bet he has. Know what I mean? Ah.
And welcome to Cockney Chaz.
Hey, look.
Funny that, because he was born in Wales.
Look, old Atari Dave, he doesn't have to come in here. He comes in here for free. Don't have to be like that to him. Yeah, he gives his time to the podcast. He comes in here, gives his political views. Just be nice, all right? I know you two got a bit of a clash. Just be nice, yeah?
I'm just too nice for him, mate. You know, he kind of upsets me.
Yeah.
He upsets my chai.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. Did I really just fucking say that?
Whatever he does to your seeds, that's fine. Let's leave cooking out of it.
It was my chai and my tracker, man. You know.
Oh, right. Oh, chai, not chi. Ooh. Yeah, you did say that. And I said that. And now here we are. What the?
We're just basically wallowing at the bottom of a big bag of fucking soggy lentils.
Well, we're in a strange place. This being international, being really international podcasting has taken us to a strange place. I wasn't expecting this at all.
No, neither was I. Like an abusive phone call with your fucking...
Oh, God. Where are we going? Where are we going with this?
It's like an abusive phone call, but with your... not suicide.
Oh, God, with your senile...
With your conjoined twin.
Oh, right, there you go.
You're a slag and you know that, obviously.
Yep, I do know that, yes. I've had a bit of an issue this week with... well, not just this week. The last couple of weeks since I got suckered into trying out iTunes Music Service. I'm a regular Spotify user. I'm quite happy with that. There's no reason to change that. I'm happy. iTunes Music has dragged me somewhere else. I didn't really use the service a lot because I've already got Spotify. I just said yes to the free trial and set myself a date on my calendar to say turn it off now. This has coincided with everything changing on the new iOS on your phones and my phone going mental. And everyone I know's phone going mental. I don't know if you've updated, but...
Obviously not. I was going to wait.
Yep. You did well. You did well to stick with that because it's not looking good. It's not looking good at all. And this is quite a few weeks on now. One of the problems I've had, I've got a reasonable car with some Bluetooth attached to the system. And when I get in, it generally carries on from where I was before. If I was listening to something, that has all stopped. If I was listening to a podcast or I was listening to Spotify or if I was listening to iTunes, what happens now when I get into my car is an episode of The Shelf from 2013 comes on. The same episode of The Shelf. Every time. It doesn't matter what I've been listening to, I get in the car and the same thing comes.
Somebody at VW is trying to fuck with you, mate. Because you can ask Siri, is there something wrong with my car? And Siri will go, no, your car is all right, thank you very much.
No, everything is fine. Listen to Justin Hamilton now, he will put you at ease. I didn't know why, and I still don't know why, really. The best clue that I've had is I just gave in and listened past the 5 minutes that I've listened to many, many times. A bit of Marvel arguing. Yeah, there was a lot of things that was there. They were talking about S.H.I.E.L.D. There's a lot of talking about S.H.I.E.L.D. from 2013. Then the conversation stops.
Yes.
It seems like possibly for no reason. And then Justin Hamilton starts talking about his actual shelves on the wall. There's a compliment to his shelves and he starts explaining how he made his shelves. At that point, I did consider the reason that this is all happening just to let me know that my filthy mind is not right and the shelf isn't called The Shelf for its obvious reasons. It's because every now and again they'll talk about shelves. Is that reasonable? Or am I putting too much on a simple technical issue?
No. It's, you know, it's called The Shelf. It's just that...
I thought they shelved things.
Yeah. I would think that straight away as well.
Yeah, but no, not about that.
Oh, fucking hell, it's really boring then. Well, come on, if you're talking about shelves, really?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I thought you would have thrashed this out with Hammo at the Marin gig on Saturday, but it turns out you weren't there.
No.
As our Brisbane representative, I'm a little bit disappointed.
I wish I'd known it was going on. Actually, I probably did, but forgot about it.
You wouldn't do that.
Mate, with my early onset Alzheimer's, of course I fucking would.
You wouldn't do that? Yeah, you don't remember what I said a minute ago, do you? It's fine, I can just keep going.
Do you know, with my early onset...
That's the thing with alcohol abuse.
There's a name.
Sometimes
for
you might end up with memory loss, and other times you might end up with memory loss.
Well, no, all you might end up with is state-dependent memory.
State-dependent?
Yep. So...
relying upon the government?
Oh, no, better than that.
Those fuckers, I will
relying on the state that you the state you were in when you remembered something. So
Queensland.
So you're only going to... The only way to remember that back is by getting in the same state again.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I tried that with my GCSEs, but I couldn't get any cat for...
I thought it was like three big tabs of acid that you'd learned everything on and you were going to like take three...
No, I couldn't get the right brand of cider, actually, for my physics exam. Yeah, I'd spent a lot of time with Woodpecker and then there was a shortage at the spa.
There you go. There's a method in what is perceived to be madness.
Well, there's meth in your madness. I think that's a more... I live on the Gold Coast now. I think that's it. It's a more traditional thing.
Gold is not that bad, mate. It's got this... Come on, at least you've got this, like...
There was a report in the paper
awful
this week.
Facade to keep
there
up.
There was a report about the dealers focusing on the hospital. It's quite a big... and quite a nice and useful. My son broke his leg. Everybody was very nice there, and we got dealt with very quickly. It's a really nice whole facility. But turns out they've got a bit of a security shortage. Ice dealers are focusing on other patients. So they're just hanging around. People just come out, buy some ice, and go back in the hospital.
Oh, are you sure it's not like the patients are coming out and selling their ephedrine to the ice team?
Oh, I'm not saying they're exchanging cash. It's a good point.
It's a wonderful place, Tom, you know. I mean,
we should go and check this out. We should go roving reporter.
I'll do it. Okay, I'll do it. Do you know why?
You know, maybe some of you listeners don't actually know, but young Mr. Boyle here to be quite the roving reporter.
I used to be as well. Used past tense, obviously.
I was expecting some bile there from the roving, but no, you let that one pass. So.
Oh, no. I roamed, free beer, free drugs, free sex. That's what Roving Reporter does.
Ooh. I'm just trying to section life into people who do and don't pay for sex. Because I'm thinking about jobs. It's quite a graph. I'm going to have to work out the graph for you.
Alright, you keep us talking, mate. I just need to go to the fridge, get a couple of beers. What I can do is I can put the earphones right next to the mic.
What I can do? No, you're alright. No, I was just checking out of the studio door to make sure my wife's not trying to get into bed. Working myself up to a little bit of a routine. Oh, lampposts. Ah, what are they all about? Lamp, post, eh? It's like as if a post... What, it wasn't there before? Or is this after it? Is that what you're saying? After lamps? Doesn't make any sense. Curbstones. Eh? What does that even mean?
I see the Kraken has taken our young warrior Woo.
I don't worry about anything. I just want to say thank you to everybody in the production team.
Hello, the production team.
Yeah, Dave, Boyle, I was just trying to explain to the listeners that we're really proud of our team behind the cod paste, and we really hope everyone's enjoyed the first four seasons. Well, a lot of people may not have heard most of the second season or any of the third season, but it's still, it's just nice to know that it's been well received.
Oh, listen, by some. What we could do, actually, is just put the whole...
Oh, that old cow at 79. Yeah, no, fuck her. Yeah, no, apart from her, yeah, no, it has been... Yeah, no, I am moved daily, like three times a day, generally.
That sounds about normal for a guy your age.
Mm, yeah.
You tried having you? Have you tried having your prostate checked?
Tried having it checked. What, like, and failed? I haven't had it checked, but I also haven't tried to have it checked.
See, I didn't even know you wanted to have it checked. I'm just trying.
Right. Are you offering to try? Is that...
No, but you and I both have a very good friend who will try for nothing. But she will make you spuds.
All right. Well, that's not a deal breaker.
Exactly.
Mm. She's a medical professional.
Exactly.
And she's a model of a modern major general as well.
At a stretch, yes.
Well, like a Lego model. She's a Lego model of a modern major general.
Generals. My God. We're doing...
We are going Glee.
No. We're doing opera now.
Opera? What, Gilbert and Sullivan? Modern major Gilbert general. And Sullivan opera?
Yeah, Gilbert and Sullivan. It's from the Mikado, isn't it?
Is it from the Mikado?
Oh, I don't know. Geez.
You're taking me back now. I think we just lost half our listenership.
Oh, no, but we just gained a whole new load.
Yeah, that's true. Fraser's listening now. Oh, breaking news. Can't look at it.
Breaking news. Why not?
Well, it broke and then something happened.
And nobody fixed it.
Yep. That'll be the one.
Bummer.
No, it sounds like a fun one. Masked man stabbed to... Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll leave that one. In other news, I don't like cricket.
I love it. Yeah.
I wasn't going to go that way, but yeah, that's fine.
I don't know about you, but I am actually going to have a listen to what I've recorded this end tonight. And just...
But you can't chop anything off.
Oh, no.
You can tell me what you want to chop off.
No, I won't. I just think the meshing together will be quite funny.
Ah, that's going to be sweet, mate. I think this is going to work fine. Now it's on, it's all good.
Then what we need to do is we need to develop a set of like a question and answer session. So we'll...
Well, all right. I've got a question. In my list of episode 402.
Yep.
Third on the list, two button shorts. What do you think that's about? Because I've been struggling for an hour. And I've just worked it out. Now I know what it is.
No, you're gonna have to tell me.
I don't know whether this is an age thing, whether or not this is buying supermarket shorts or certainly upmarket shorts or downmarket shorts. I'm not sure.
This is going to be about fucking hell. When you're wearing like 501s and you go for a piss, you're going to spend half an hour doing your buttons up. So two button shorts. Just wear shorts instead.
No, in that situation, you just drag yourself out the bottom of the leg. That's fine. No, this is two main buttons. Two main buttons on the waistline. What's all that about? What situation do you need two main buttons? Who's got the time to do two buttons up, for starters, and undo two buttons?
Big up blokes.
Why do you need the strength of two buttons? I've popped a few buttons.
Big up blokes, obviously.
Well, they haven't got the time. They haven't got the time to stop drinking.
Yeah, I know, but they might like two buttons. They probably need a merit to see their cock and balls, but that's another thing.
They need a merit certificate to cup their balls. Thought this line's bad.
I know. Is it bollocks?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a merit certificate for cutting my balls. I think I'm up to cert 4 on that one.
If you're cert 4, that means you just need a cert. You've got lots of transferable skills for like cert 5.
Yeah, I'm a certainty for level 5, definitely.
You want to cut your balls, you go ahead and do it, mate. You know, if you've had enough kids, there are easier ways to not have any more kids.
Yes, there are. There are, but they're not that enjoyable, are they? Abstinence.
Well, you know, that works in America. Oh, pardon me. Did I just say that? Yeah, you could abstain. Or bum sex only.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've tried wrapping it round and it doesn't help. What?
Mate, you own a company, okay? Get yourself a bum sex apprentice.
Ah, right. Bum apprentice. I'm not sure if it is 2015. I'm not sure I'm in the right country to get away with that.
No, possibly not. But a bum apprentice? I mean, fuck's sake. How about taking that, go head-to-head with the wank apprentice or whatever? that awful program is The Bum Apprentice.
Hang on. Are you assuming the apprentice is subtitled The Wank Apprentice?
No, I was just saying it's Wank and it's called The Apprentice.
Right. Okay.
But doing it a short way. But no, we have The Bum Apprentice. So what we have is we have people coming up to make anal sex that much easier, that much. Yeah, and it's very, very much more focused as well.
To be fair, in the handicapped world, there are already enablers for that. So it's more really of a documentary.
No, mate. This is not documentary. This is reality. We get ourselves into reality TV.
All right, what's next after TV? TV's gone, all right? So the web's gone.
We've got to
start working on. We've got a good idea. So how can we work it? We're gonna have to work into direct eyeball technology.
Eyeball, Jap's eye technology, mate. Come on.
Reckon?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I don't know. Personally, the internal parts of my urethra are not that sensitive. So I'm not sure how this is going to go for me. Tell me how it works. Tell me how it's going to work.
Quite simply, you'll have.
Explain for the listener.
Okay, you'll have a camera in the urethra. Okay, and everyone comes up with their idea. They go fuck someone in the arse, and quite simply, however short it takes to fucking blow the camera out of your one's urethra, that's your winning thing.
Well, that's the journey.
So that's we've actually got like a dead set test for this as well. I need to taste.
Hang on. So you're saying you've got a miniature Frogman camera, which is once it's pushed out, that kicks off the motors and then it starts on a journey. But wherever that journey ends, it could be down a gutter at the back of 7-Eleven.
See, you just made like a whole new game. So we've got the
first. Oh, I'm excited.
First to shoot, first to swim up. First to end up in the gut somewhere. Some first one to be thrown up through the mouth. Who knows?
All right. Well,
swimming like salmon over bridges.
It needs to have a deserving tribute of a name. So the almond something.
The almond salmon spunk test. That sounds quite clinical.
Off the mark. Hit your marks. On your marks, almond set, go. How's that?
Spunk off.
Randomly, I accidentally watched the end of an episode of Wipeout the other day, in which Eddie the Eagle won the winter sports section.
How do you accidentally watch the end of... did you happen to turn over it and go...
No, I don't know. This is part of being a parent. Kids TV in Australia.
Oh, hang on. Are you telling me?
ABC Two. Kids TV is ABC Two, so you rely on that to take you up until 6 or 7 o'clock, depending on your activities. Then, while we were on normal time, on Brisbane time, that's when you'd get Legs 11, bit of a music quiz. At 7 o'clock, and that would lead you into the next 2 hours of ABC Two, while you put the kids down and then come back and find whatever's on TV. Since we've moved down here, our aerial is—we had our aerial fixed because it was a shambles. Our aerial is now pointing to the wrong receiver. We're getting New South Wales TV, as far as ABC is concerned. So the kids don't get any of they lose an hour of kids TV. They're raging. I'm quite happy because it brings ABC TV forward an hour, and I get some really loads of stuff that I wouldn't have stayed up for. It's a push to get into Gruen, you've really got to make the effort. You're an hour early.
It's hardly worth it doing on a Wednesday because they just did Gruen and then you've got Gruen Plus the next day on ABC.
Both of them too early, or you're not in the zone. You're not ready for it.
You live in the future.
What was my point? Where was I going with that?
I'm not sure.
Fair enough.
That's all right. I think we're on a level.
I think we're all over the place. But that's fine.
Well, you've got me beating hands down on the Kraken, and I had a cheeky smoke beforehand.
Oh, right. So, all right. What have I got to get in before we go? Oh, I know. Have you watched the Star Wars trailer yet this week, Dave?
Yep.
And how do you feel now?
It's got Han in there. I'm intrigued to see how it goes. I much want to see Spectre though first. Fucking hell.
Really, is that? I've been witness to your reaction to previous trailers. I've been like, oh yeah, that's quite good. And you were jubilant, to say the least. I saw the episode randomly. What was it? It was something on TV referring to something else to do with Star Wars. And then I just Googled Star Wars. It happened to be the same night. There was no announcement about the trailer that I was aware of. And I happened to Google Star Wars trailer to see if there'd been a new trailer out, because it'd been a long time.
Yeah.
That happened to be within 2 hours of the trailer coming out. That's not the Force in action, but it's somewhere near. I was quite excited. The rest of the stuff has all been a bit Disney-fied and a bit, that's all good. That's all fine. And I'm getting a lot, you know, I'm being pounded daily with
by my wife's strap-on.
No, not a different subject. Not the same subject. Being pounded daily with Target clothing for small kids. I'm surrounded by kids. A lot of merch at the moment, and my kids aren't old enough to know what's going on. I still want all of it. I've passed 40, and I'm still like, oh yeah, $180 for that 17-inch Stormtrooper. No, he does some stuff though. No, I probably shouldn't get it for me. Maybe I should get it for my son.
I always settle for stealing cardboard cutouts. But they were from shops. So I actually had Boba Fett and Han Solo cardboard cutout, which did the rounds between myself and friends in Leeds for a long, long time. And I believe it's now at Leeds Met University with my friend Helen. She's the current custodian of Han and Boba. So I'd always fancy, you know, getting in a Stormtrooper outfit, but I'm a bit too short to be a Stormtrooper. You see what I did there?
I tell you what, Dave. You can't handle the truth. That's all I'm saying.
Mate, you wouldn't know the truth if it looked at you.
Looks me in the eye?
Yeah.
All right. On that note, well, I think this is... I've got to say, I feel like grabbing the mic right now and say that this has been a massively fruitful... Even getting over...
Bending over? Fruitful? Getting, man, you want out the arse so much, don't you?
Getting over the initial problems that we've faced, the technical issues with Mr. Bile and his buttons...
Mr. Wu in his two-button jeans.
Yep, two-buck or two-button?
I don't mind.
Chewbacca?
Whatever you want.
Hey. Oh, I might have to go and get in the pool. I'm a bit sweaty. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's us talking about... Yeah. Talking about...
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. That's what it's like being international podcasts. Are you international podcasts? I really like them myself.
I'm into national podcasts as well.
Yeah, I love them. I absolutely love them. So
they're fucking great.
So that's it. Agreed. We're both international podcasts. So we're both international podcasters.
Yeah, we are.
That's it, right? We'll put that on the PV.
We'll get that one made into a T-shirt as well.
While we can't get together in person, I think we can do this again.
Yep. It'll be interesting to see how it comes out.
Oh, yeah, but lower the tone, didn't he?
No. I'm just thinking...
I see what you mean. Yeah, audio.
We could end up doing a really good Fat Uncle Bob interview.
All right, well, we could do this off mic, but you need to wrap that file up, mofo. Send it through, and I'll have this bad boy out by lunchtime January.
Superb, mate. Right, love you lots. It's been good to talk to you. Actually, no, it's not. You've been a cunt. Go out in a mood. Go out and fucking... I don't think
there's any reason to be like that. Why have you got to be like that? We've been having a nice time. Everything has been nice. Everything's been nice, and then you start giving it the old fucking Cockney jip. You're giving it that shit, what? Why, mate? Why?
Because you're a Welsh chipper, you chipper Welsh chipper.
I'm not a fucking Welsh chipper. You're a fucking Welsh chipper. You come at me like that. Right. I'll show you Tumbalum.
You
right up there.
Like I'll come at you like that, you slag.
Oh, well, I'll get all Empire Strikes Back. I'll be up there on the mountain sleeping inside a sheep's stomach, waiting for you.
I like the fact that you can play.
Yeah. Yeah, is that good enough?
Yeah, I don't know what to think.
Yeah, fair enough. Oh, well, it's a Star Wars special now, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Yeah. You get your Jawas.
Oh my god.
Casacabane! Houtini!
Oh, I bet it is. I'll ease back a bit then, shall I?
Bonsoir, mon ami.
Set on delight.
This is Codpaste Full Fat, you slag.